Okay, well, this is Steve Ray, and what Peter and I had talked about briefly, and I called a couple of you also, was we thought this is just about a month out from the face-to-face meeting of the Ontology Summit, and while the conversation has been very stimulating and active on the mailing list, we're thinking it might be good to try and reassemble our forces here and help focus the conversation, keeping in mind what are we trying to get out at the end of this whole process, so at the end of the face-to-face meeting. So I threw down a few ideas on the wiki page you can see under agenda ideas of what that might be, but I don't by any means wish to presume that these are the right ideas or the only ideas. So I think a big piece of today's call is to solicit additional ideas on how we can both identify where we want to be and then identify how we're going to get there. What had sort of stemmed from the original incubation of this summit was this whole idea of bringing together two communities that have only occasionally through specific individuals come together very much, and that is the industrially relevant, heavy-duty standards world where people really have to use these complex information constructs, and the rigorous ontology semantics world where some very smart minds are working on, you know, how to nail down definitions very succinctly and very rigorously. Clearly, there are both benefits and drawbacks of both of these worlds. I would say the strength of the industrial standards world is that they're real. They're dealing with the real world. You know, people are using them, making money or going out of business. They have that relevance, whereas the weakness sometimes is the standards are ambiguous, misinterpreted at times, very loose, because sometimes people just have to get something down and keep going. That's on the standards world. On the ontology world, the strength is the rigor, the nice definitions, the computability, things like that. The weakness might be that sometimes they're not comprehensive in terms of real-world needs and things because it's so complex. So hopefully both communities can benefit from each other by coming together and learning from one another the strengths and also improving on the weaknesses. In that particular guise, I had asked two individuals, well, let me back up. The conversation has been, as I say, stimulating, going all over the place and everything. Let's focus it in specifically to support this notion of the two communities. I had talked to both Howard Mason, who's on the line, and Michael Gruninger as potential people who might help us sort of corral and articulate and synthesize those two camps. Now, both know something about the other, but basically Howard has been, if I can speak for you, Howard, here, mired in the standards world for many years now and taken a number of leadership positions, pretty much knows everyone doing anything in the manufacturing standards community and has a very good grasp of what you need out of a standard for it to be actually practically useful. Michael Gruninger knows semantics and ontologies dead on and actually does also have a fair amount of experience in the standards world since he was the editor and leader of the process specification language, PSL standard out of ISO, an organization that Howard Mason is very active in. So I was hoping that, as a start, Howard and Michael could help kind of corral the conversations and around the notions of trying to articulate both the requirements from the standards world and the capabilities from the semantics world, helping moving us toward a nice articulation, which can be part of a position statement and the communique coming out of this summit. So that is one specific idea. just to run down my little agenda ideas thing. Was that someone making a comment?
Yes, Peter Yim here. Can I pause and request that I mute everyone except for whoever is speaking because I'm getting some echo. I'm actually recording the session just in case we need to go back into it for details. So if I mute everyone now, would you sort of press star 3 to unmute yourself when you speak? And then after anyone speaks, if you press star 2 again, you will sort of go back into mute. So, Steve, star 3, please.
Can you hear me then? It's
yes,
Steve.
Yes,
it.
Right.
Okay.
This
so let me just, is the echo still there? Is it me?
No, the echo is gone.
Okay, that's good. So anyway, the other concrete suggestion that a number of us, including Michael, in our conversation yesterday had was this idea of, as a concrete deliverable for the summit, would be identifying a few candidate standards that lend themselves well to benefiting from ontologizing, if you like, from essentially modeling the kernel of that standard or the whole standard, depending on the size of it. So what we could arrive at as a concrete deliverable in the summit is identifying what those candidates might be and what criteria we would take to find those candidates. So that's basically it. And my third item under agenda ideas was then to the fun part of who can help us get to there. And again, I was hoping that Howard and Michael could help synthesize some of the essential arguments or positions for both those two communities. And we can together get those down into the wiki pages, which support the Ontology Summit. This was much like the spirit of what we did last year, but it didn't really take form last year until literally the face-to-face meeting. I'm hoping we can get a little bit more down. This is a fairly concrete thing we're trying to do here. And then also identify who might be willing to work on the communique, which is the traditional outcome of each of these summits from year to year. So with that, let me stop talking here and solicit reaction, particularly right up front from both Michael and Howard, since I've been using your names in vain here for a little bit. And please feel free to chime in. Don't forget star three to unmute yourself.
So this is Michael here. Maybe I'll just kick off. I had sent a note to the list with it was a reply with the title Standard Ontology, I guess almost 2 weeks ago now, which just kind of got lost in all the noise. And what I tried to do was identify kind of four questions as our task as being within the scope of the upcoming summit. And I think that it does kind of lend itself to what Steve was asking for in terms of what are the capabilities that ontologies have to offer. And I thought that there were four points I had. One of them was providing an ontological analysis of existing standards. So in other words, identifying potential problems and semantic ambiguities and then showing how you could subsequently use ontologies to kind of re-engineer such a standard. A second point was looking at kind of existing standards to say, well, you know, what kinds of ontologies are available to provide some kind of formal definitions for those terms, and then to be able to demonstrate things like automatically determining conformance or being able to do other kinds of reasoning once you have the ontology. A third point was looking not just at individual standards, but looking at how can existing ontologies be used to support the integration of existing standards. So I know that there are some cases in manufacturing. I think my favorite one is where there's one standard for a cutting tool, a big machine on the factory floor that does they're cutting. There's one standard for the place where you insert the cutting head, and there's a totally different standard for the head. And they don't really work together well, even though it's absolutely necessary for those two to work together well. And so kind of identifying, you know, issues where you need to integrate multiple standards together in a particular scenario application. And then the fourth point was more forward-looking, kind of looking at emerging standards or standards that are currently under development and seeing, you know, can we infuse that process now as they are being created to see, well, what ontologies are either available or what ontologies should we be designing within the ontology community to lay the semantic foundations for these kinds of emerging standards. So those were the four points that I had. I can resend this, or I actually should probably just have added these to the wiki. Maybe I'll do that afterwards. Anyway, those are the four ideas I had, and hopefully, I had hoped that it would provide focus for discussion, but it just got totally ignored.
Okay. I think those are still valid ideas. Any reactions from people? And Howard, Nathan, would you like to chime in?
Yeah, I think that's a good start for the basis of seeing how ontologies may be of use in the standards world. Well, I'm coming from the point of view of the industrial user, where it's hard enough to get the companies interested in standards which they think they understand, let alone ontologies which they don't really understand. So we need to be very aware that, if you like, the opposition is out there. It's not standards versus ontologies. It's standards and ontologies trying to reach out to the rest of the community. And my thinking there, and what we need to try and look at, is how we can build on the existing standards, which represent some hundreds of millions of dollars worth of agreement, of effort that's gone into agreement. How we can use ontologies potentially to improve the deployment of standards. Now we've got to look not at the sort of big companies like Shells and BAE Systems and Boeing, but how we can make that work across a bigger world. And then picking up very much on the application of reasoning and applying ontologies to integration, how can we use these capabilities to improve the quality of our data, our information, and its understandability within different environments by using and recording common agreements and making those computer interpretable, so that the stuff that we've agreed is actually the information of choice when people have to try and understand what they're looking at. Now, that's quite a big challenge, which I guess we've been groping towards standards in with varying degrees of success, and there are components out there that move more and more towards sets of ontologies, but I think there needs to be a clear identification of how this technology can be used to improve the level of agreement that we have already.
Yeah, and Howard, this is Steve. Would you say there are some concerns, speaking as, if you like, a customer of an ontologized standard, are there concerns you would have as to what might be a risk or a limitation?
It's a case of what does that ontology give me? How does it help me deliver my product faster, cheaper, better?
Right.
If it doesn't, stop wasting space in my office.
Yeah, so basically bouncing it back to the ontology community then, it's what are the capabilities the ontologies can bring to the table from a functionality perspective is what you're really looking for, right?
Yeah.
Steve, this is Steve Benson here. I hear what Howard said. One of the questions I had is that, who is the audience for the statement you're making? Is it just ourselves, or are we actually trying to take this outside this community? And Harris said, you know, in the market today is, what's this bring for me? And if you can't give me a soundbite that I understand in literally a minute, please leave and I've got somebody else to talk to. So are we doing this for to take this community one step further, or are we at a stage where we're trying to take this work and move it into more commercial real-time use?
Well, I think the two communities that we're talking about are the standards community as the audience of the ontology position, and the ontology community is the audience of the standards position of what they need. I mean, we can think of it broader, but I think it's a very the minimum communities of interest are those two, to be each other's audience.
And I know the standards community pretty well. I guess I'm pretty new to the ontology community. So the standards community are really standards developers and those who have a clear mindset. If it helps improve the quality of the standards, that would be a major achievement, by the way.
Right.
From the ontology community, what I know of them and know of the group, I would still look upon them as very much at the leading edge of the technology and not so much in the practical implementation of the ontologies. Is that where we still are in that stage, or do you think that it's now time to try to take this? When you talk about the ontology community, you're talking about people who are users of ontologies.
Well, I think there's a spectrum. I think you are correct in that in the ontology community that's been active in these summits, you have a strong representation of the leading edge of ontology research.
Correct.
But we also have representation of people, you know, Sandpiper and things like that, companies who are actually in business to apply ontology technology, the semantics technology, in real commercial applications. And certainly, so we do have some of both, I'd say.
I think what I'm getting at is that if we are very focused on what we're trying to achieve, we're likely to get there. If we are trying to do everything for everybody, my guess is there's so much going on out there, we're not going to get there. I mean,
yeah,
if,
and I would say on the focus side, what we're really, the focus part is the community, the audience is the standard developers from the ontology side, and the audience on the other way around is, you know, the standard developers talking to the ontology community. I don't think this summit is as well positioned to do, if you like, mass marketing of ontologies and semantics. I think that is too broad a focus.
I mean, Howard, I mean, I'm sure you're probably the same mind, but there is would be enormous benefit to finding a way to improving the quality of standards and the consistency, because they're not.
Yeah.
As I said at the start.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as I said at the start of my comments, the opposition is out there, and this is really aiming at getting a common understanding, I think, which will enable us both to move forward and hopefully mutually support each other in achieving our individual aims.
Yes, I agree. I think that's a more modest goal, keeping it, if you like, in-house, these two communities, rather than doing the broader aspect.
Okay.
So, how do people feel about that? Anyone have any objections to that?
I think that sounds great.
Yeah, this is Leo. I think that's very appropriate. I think that there's actually a tradition that began a while back to actually use standards and maybe even ontologize standards. I know in electronic commerce, and Peter knows this too, at VerticalNet we tried to use the UNSPSC, which is one of ECMA's, standards for business-to-business services and products. VerticalNet was a startup focusing on, you know, about 58 vertical markets. And what we found was that we had to really, to ontologize it, we had to really rework it quite a bit. Now, I understand it's evolved in the meantime, but this was, again, 2000, so it's been 9 years. So there's been a track record of trying to use some standards and, in fact, use them as a basis for an ontology and an ontology as a basis for the standards. for application purposes. You know, and in particular in electronic commerce, electronic business. So I think that's a good candidate. You know, one of Mike's four suggestions was, you know, perhaps an area to address. And electronic commerce, I think, maybe is still unrepresented or underrepresented. It may not necessarily be those, you know, UNSPSC. The standards area has grown in electronic commerce, and also obviously includes things like universal business language, which Ontolog itself tried to ontologize early on, and you know, miscellaneous other things such as the EDI standard, for example, electronic data interchange.
Steve, one thing just to back up what Leo was saying, there is no question that from last year to this year, the landscape has definitely changed. There is a focus from commerce, general companies, on two issues. One is data quality in general, and the other is a sensitivity on portability of data. You know, in the software as a service environments and cloud computing, everything else. People realizing I need to manage and control my own data. So there is a very different landscape this year from last year in terms of at least an awareness of the issues surrounding data quality and the recognition of there has to be techniques and systems out there that will help us solve that. So Lil introduced the UNSPSC. Everybody's moved way beyond that now, and they're now at the edge. I would say that they're really at the edge of saying, well, what I'm doing here, what I need is an ontology. So they may not understand the word and what we're really talking about, but they're getting there very quickly. And so keeping this internally in terms of the ontology community and the standards communities, that's fine, but it's a challenge because maybe it is not this year. Maybe it's next year before you move next stage. But there is definitely a market awareness that things are not all in good out there, and there has to be better technology to solve this problem.
Yeah, I think
with you.
Go ahead.
Carlos, Steve, it's time you had a word in.
Well, I was going to say that I'm by no means mean to be exclusive and rule out any kind of communications to the broader audience. I'm just thinking to avoid spreading ourselves too thin, let's walk before we run. And certainly this information is going to be available to others and any of us, of course, who want to take it and run with it to broader venues. But if we want to try and I would just recommend we stay focused, do what we think is achievable first, and if we're well on the way and want to keep going further, we can do that rather than reaching too far at this stage.
Steve, I think in terms of impact, I don't think, in terms of going further, it's simply that if there was an authoritative document coming to this meeting saying, this is the technology that is going to solve this problem, just by hoisting the flag, would get people facing the same way. Gil again brought the UNSPSC. The only time, the reason that thing succeeded is we got American Express, Visa, and MasterCard to go on the same podium saying, this is the technology we're going to use. The fact it was didn't even exist at the time they said it, didn't matter. That was enough to get everybody facing the same direction.
I'm very impressed with what the financial community has done in terms of embracing things like certainly XML and XBRL, things like that. But at the same time, part of me is urging caution because I know there, certainly in the manufacturing sector, there are companies out there who feel terribly threatened even with XML these days, and they're going to be very, very resistant to this, two stages further kind of thing. So I think we just have to be realistic. There are some leading-edge companies who are willing to step out there. I'm not sure in this phase of the economy the manufacturing companies are going to be all that aggressive about adopting risky new technologies is the way they'd see it, I think, right now. But nevertheless, I mean, that is absolutely where I think we all want to go at some point. So if we can do it, that in addition, that's great. I'm just trying to keep our realistic goals for the Ontology Summit itself. And I completely agree. What we want to have is a strong statement as a communique at the end of the workshop, which is basically saying these are the technologies we think are going to be valuable for standards. This is why. Here are the capabilities. And, in fact, we've gone further to identify here are some key standards, and I particularly like Leo's latest point, which was flipping it around the other way. You know, if indeed the ontology community has, which he states, tried to use some standards as a foundation for an ontology and found the problem being that maybe those standards themselves are a little bit ambiguous and not as rigorous as they could have been, we can maybe those are the best ones to pick first, because then they can be building blocks for ontologies, and in turn also then those ontologies can be building blocks for other standards. So I think the ontology community can also be a customer of the standards community as well as the other way around. And I sort of hadn't thought that one through the way Leo had, so that thing is a great point.
I think there's a very clear item coming out here. We just need to make sure this passes the what test for an industrial user. What if the standards and ontology communities get together, how's it going to give benefit to their individual businesses? Peter's right. Brought up the issue of using reasoning and so on to provide a higher degree of data quality assessment. It's got to be computer sensible to avoid having a bunch of consultants coming in there doing manual audits. There's one other example that's being discussed in 2 weeks' time, which is some big picture work that's going across the whole of the industrial automation sector. It's just sort of how does the numerical control part of the standards activity match with the machine standards, the cutting tool standards, and so on. Cutting tools, of course, use the SC4 standards for their definitions. How does that tie into the overall enterprise standards and their processes as defined by PSL, and the individual component standards that you use to assemble the parts of a machine tool, the machine tools into an assembly line and into a factory? Now, it seems to me that some of the basics of the ontology community might help to bring the different definitions from those areas together into a coherent view, but I recognize that's probably at the higher end of the challenge spectrum. But it's one that's live at the moment.
Well, Howard, this is Steve, and I'm thinking the way you're talking, what it might be good to do is organize the standards needs, you know, along some of these challenges. Well, we have problems with data quality. We have problems with integration and harmonization between standards, things like that. And those statements, those categories, can be the organizing principles upon which the ontology position statements can be made in terms of, okay, how do ontologies help with data quality? Well, you can use reasoning to, you know, uncover inconsistencies, things like that. You know, how do ontologies help with data integration or standards integration? And again, speak to the technical capabilities as to what is possible there. I'd like to move us along a little bit to the next phase then, which is to identify those of you who might be willing to help put some of those ideas down on paper. And again, if Howard and Michael could be the rallying points of that, and if some of the others of you, Matthew, you know, you've got a lot of experience on the standards world as well, could help contribute to those things, and a wiki might be the right medium to do that, we can start laying out the skeleton, if you like, of these two documents, which refer to one another. And that, in turn, can be the basis for the communique coming out of the meeting. So what do you think? Howard and Michael, are you willing to be kind of the rallying points for these two statements? Because I think you both know the answers to a large extent.
Michael here. Yeah, so I agree. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. And I think maybe having a kind of two wikis for each of those kind of two groups would also be a good idea, so that that kind of we're always building towards a nice deliverable of this little mini document in preparation for the summit. But also, I think it might also avoid getting lost in the noise of the broader discussion group. Inform everyone that this is where the work's going on, but kind of do the work on the wiki.
Right, that's what I'm thinking, Michael.
Did Nicola May say something?
Oh, yes, go ahead, Nicola.
Yeah, I agree with, I believe we should stress the methodological aspect of ontologizing standards, but I would also, I am a little bit pessimistic, I must say. I would say a word of caution, because there are no systems out there that can really help ontologizing a standard in a quick way, okay? So, of course, you can convert a standard into XML. This is not difficult. You can generate logical definitions in a semi-automatic way and go through consistency checking. These kind of things are doable. But coming up, let's say, really ontologizing an existing standard, aiming at interoperability and quality and so on, the cost of this is comparable to the cost of developing the standard itself, to me. Although the benefits are huge, of course. So, but this is not an easy process, especially if we expect people to focus on those things which are most ambiguous, most unclear, and so on. So I believe, on the other hand, we should aim to convince people that it is important to focus on these things, and showing how, let's say, using correct methodology, we can at least motivate the people to allocate the due effort for these things. But this effort will not be small, unfortunately. this is my opinion.
So then we would want to have perhaps one or two convincing examples that would kind of be leading towards these ultimate goals. I agree with you. I mean, there's no way we can achieve this goal in the near future without funding. But to at least give examples that are indications of what of the potential. It would be part of the task would be to try to come up with those little tiny mini scenarios of that illustrate the benefits of using ontologies.
Matthew West here. I'm actually going to have to go in just a minute. But just to pick up on what Michael was saying, two things that I think that don't have to be done on a large scale are what I would call identity. So, URIs for particular things like units of measure. And the use of formal logic for defining rules as they occur in standards. Those are two things that occur to me.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, sorry. So identity, so URIs for particular things like units of measure that lots of people want to be able to access, but at the moment everyone's creating their own URI for Celsius or whatever. And rules that occur in standards. It's one of the things that standards quite often have are rules. And it's good if they can be formally defined. At least it means you can have a level of unambiguity because there will be a formal meaning that they have. So those are just two things I'd like to drop on the table, so to speak. But I'm afraid I have to go now.
Okay.
So good luck.
Thanks for dropping in as long as you could then, Matthew. And I'm sure... remain in touch. Can I assume, Matthew, you might be somewhat available to participate in helping to articulate to or contribute to one or both of those wikis?
I would certainly hope to do so.
Okay, that would be great. All right, and with that, now I'll let you go.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
So, again, I don't think we can solve the whole problem here today on this call, but if we can, maybe, Peter, if we can create these two wikis, again, what I'm trying to do is these things will be running in parallel with the discussion. So there's lots of discussion going on in the email list, but these wikis will be, as Michael says, they won't be lost in the noise of the conversation, and we'll be able to construct, you know, a cogent position on each of those things. And I think the third one that's needed then is a companion wiki with some candidate ideas of particular standards that would be nice ones to pick to try some of this stuff out. And I had mentioned to a couple of you in the past that what that serves also from a very pragmatic purpose, I think, is as that will show up in the communique, that the, you know, these two combined communities have decided these are some really good ones to take a crack at. That's great ammunition for people to go to their respective funding agencies in their respective countries or whatever and say, look, the whole community thinks this is a really high yield, you know, big bang for the buck standard to take a crack at this. Won't you give me some funding? And, you know, we might actually be able to get this to a funded state, one or more of these candidate standards. So I think actually being specific about that would be very helpful for at least some of us who might be able to get some funding that way. So what I'm looking at then is that if Michael's kind of the head honcho if you like, the head editor for a wiki on the capabilities of ontologies as they speak to some of these requirements, Howard Mason could be the head editor for the wiki that states what are the issues, what are the functional requirements, what are the risks that people might, from industry, have, concerns about using ontologies and semantics. And then a third wiki, who I don't have a head editor for yet, which is documenting or listing some good candidates for future projects, if you like, future standards that would lend themselves to this as a good pilot. And maybe that, if we can just end up the call today with a resolution on those three things, I think we can then move on out through the email discussion and directed conversations at each of the editors to try and get some of that articulated. What do you all think?
Great.
Sounds like a plan.
Do I have anyone who would be willing to be the editor for the candidate list of topic standards? And failing that, I could start it, perhaps, and maybe people can join in. If people want to contribute ideas, I'd be willing to start collecting those and documenting that. And Peter, do you think you can put the three wikis in whatever the appropriate place in the hierarchy of wikis?
Yes, within half an hour after we end this call.
Okay, and we can assume then that if Howard and Michael be willing to sort of you're empowered to delete, edit, and change things on there. If people are piling things in and it doesn't seem to hang together anymore, I think you should feel empowered to take that ownership to help it make sense and be coherent.
Yes, I agree.
Fantastic, fantastic. And then maybe, I'm sorry, is that you, Howard?
Yes, that was Peter Fleming.
All right, excellent.
Okay, if people refresh the page, see if I capture the ideas right, in particular the refresh now, the what's below the purple number 1TRO, or 1TR, O. So two wiki pages, one for each group to capture and synthesize views from each of the two communities, and then Steve, possibly another page for standards that lend itself well to be ontologized.
Yeah, and those, and for that latter part, that can be either both, you know, existing ones, but also emerging ones too. So we want to kind of keep an eye on what are some new things that are popping up that we could start now rather than do ad hoc, post hoc.
Sure. Yes, that's good.
Right. And I think actually the one point that Leo had made, you might want to put in there under the Michael Gruninger one, which is that it's helping ontologies better use existing standards. So it's the other way around. You know, it's trying to base some ontologies on existing standards, which is difficult now, as Leo pointed out, because those standards themselves don't have the same degree of rigor as the ontology you're trying to build. So you're sort of building on a loose foundation.
Okay, yeah.
I thought put feedback into the standards community, because we only use languages like Express and UML and XML to tie this stuff together. But you have got agreement on that degree of looseness.
Yes, that's right. Well, that's the very point, isn't it, that it's a blessing and a curse. Sometimes you can get agreement because there's looseness there, because people can walk away from the table having their own interpretation, whereas if it's all spelled out in gory detail, you wouldn't get that agreement. So that's a difficult one, which we're not going to be able to solve, I don't think, but it does bring it to light.
Well, I suppose, too, and maybe another point could be how is it possible for ontologies to help mediate different ways of resolving ambiguities? You know, like, so it's not always the case that building an ontology is necessarily saying one particular interpretation is preferred over another or better than another. Sometimes it's just even recognizing, well, yes, there are two different interpretations, and here's what they are, and kind of proceeding from there. It's the implicit agreements that aren't really agreements that are the problem. Nicole has a great slide on that in one of his tutorials.
Right.
When people believe they have agreement, but in fact they don't, then that's where the big problems come up.
That's ultimately, you're right. You pay a bigger cost down the road. Although I know I've talked to some standards groups where they know they don't actually have agreement, but they have people agreeing to words on a paper, but not agreement at the conceptual level, but they made progress as far as they're concerned, and they can leave the meeting. It's not a satisfactory result necessarily, but they feel like at least they can make some progress. But that's a real phenomenon. Okay, well, in that case, I actually don't know if we're going to be in a position right now to figure out who can start preparing the communique unless anyone wants to step forward and thinking of that. I do think the communique is going to be largely based upon what comes out of these
two
three
pages.
Wikis.
Right. Yeah, it's Steve. One other suggestion we had sort of tossed out before is to run virtual panel sessions. Because that way people could be slightly better prepared. At least they get put together a deck of slides to articulate their points, and then we can get the right groups together in a synchronous session. So one of the discussions we were tossing around is pick 3 weeks and then use 1 week for sort of rallying the ideas from the ontologists and another week to rally the ideas from the standards developers, and then a third week maybe to try to synthesize and sort of toss ideas over to each other. That could help sort of generate more things that could be captured and synthesized, and sort of lays good groundwork for the communique as well. We don't have a lot of weeks, especially if we try to pick the ontologue Thursdays, because the next 2 weeks are occupied, which is the 5th and the 12th. Then we are left with the 19th, the 26th, and the 2nd.
Yeah, actually, okay, so let's throw that out there and see what people think. It is a good, might be a good forcing function to get, solicit additional ideas. Michael and Howard, how do you feel about that? Do you want to perhaps have a teleconference on a regularly scheduled Thursday to sort of help collect that information as opposed to relying on email and wiki?
I think it's a case of seeing how the wiki goes, and we'll notionally schedule a telecon if we need to have it.
All right, why don't we go ahead and stub it out, simply because I know they fill up these things. So why don't you just pick a preference of those 3 weeks that Peter had mentioned. It's basically the 3 weeks preceding, immediately preceding the face-to-face meeting in April 6th.
Right. Michael is probably more familiar with the format, at least.
Yeah, so I think that would be, you know, it'd be okay to, you know, to slide in one of those.
Oh, I take it back. Actually, the 12th is also open, so we actually have 12, 19, and 26. And then the 2nd, which is like a few days before the summit, we probably want that day to sort of allow the community to gather and ask like logistics questions and so on. So let's pick the 3 dates. I guess if we use the 3rd date, the 26th, as sort of the overall, then Howard and Michael can pick either 12 or the 19th as their day.
Well,
I'll go for the 19th.
So how
do the 19th?
Did you both say the 19th?
I can't do the 12th.
Oh, he can do the 12th. Okay, I'll do the 12th then.
All right.
Okay, I'll do that.
Which is good. Yeah. So, conference session, conference call, virtual panel sessions, let's call these panel sessions. So, Michael will champion the March 12th, and Howard March 19th, and then both communities March 26th, and
okay.
Then April 2nd will be logistics.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Community logistics. And I guess if we have like last minute vetting of communique drafts and so on, we could do that.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right, very good. So you're getting all that down in the minutes.
Right.
And I in that sense I don't want to drag us on any longer than necessary. So I think we've achieved a lot in this call in 1 hour. So does anyone else have anything they want to add to that?
Yeah, one more point that we discussed earlier with the NIST people is publicity. I know we've got really heavyweight co-organizers this year. I mean, the ISO, TC-184, UNCFAC, OASIS, and so on. We just wanted maybe all the co-organizers to let their media machines loose so that we could help get this sort of in as much spotlight as we can. So maybe if we have someone who can champion this, I mean, start writing the stories, the press releases, I mean, that would be great. Or maybe NIST could do that, and we could sort of let the various standards organizations, media machines, sort of take off with those. So what do people think?
Them?
I beg your pardon?
Stop them?
I said this. I wanted to. Anyway, we could stop them even if we wanted to.
Hello? No, we can't stop them. In fact, the issue
good.
Is more starting.
I seem to be unmuted for the last. Can I make a suggestion? A quick one. The
yes.
three phases that were mentioned earlier, the 3 weeks, rather than starting with the ontology community, start with the standards community. Because part of the problem, speaking from the ontology side of the fence, that I have with this whole topic is that I don't know exactly what it is that the standards community wants or needs. But I don't even perceive it as a community. It seems like a whole collection of rather different things. So it is a coherent story there to be told. It would be great if someone could tell it on the wiki.
It's at least as coherent as the discussions on Ontology Forum.
No.
Oh, let's hope not.
No, actually, so this is Michael. One thing I was thinking of, if we have the kind of the ontology panel earlier, on the earlier date, the 12th, is to get people who kind of want people on the ontology side who have had experience on the standard side. So people like Evan or Elisa, who have worked on, you know, like with OMG, maybe Conrad Bach, who's also kind of worked with some OMG. Maybe Nicola. I thought at one point, I remember you had kind of poked around STEP and kind of explored applying Dolce to some parts of STEP. And maybe Leo, you know, with your previous experience with some of the e-commerce related standards. So it kind of have, even though this would come before the standards people, it would at least be ontology people that that did have some experience with standards development.
Right. Okay. I take your point, but 2 points in response. One is, I mean, for example, I don't want to be on this. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, I've written standards too, but I wrote them for W3C.
Right.
I don't think that doesn't count, right? So that when you say the standards community or standards, you have in mind some area which is clear to you and isn't clear to me, and I suspect it isn't clear to a lot of people, because it includes certain standards and not other standards, and I don't know what the criteria are, and I don't know what. You know, I don't know what the story is. I never have that, actually. So that would, if someone could clarify that, would be good. But the more important point is that most of those standards you just mentioned are basically information standards, information exchange standards of one kind or another, and like OMG. But a lot of standards haven't got anything to do with information, as far as I can see. You know, they're to do with the shapes of plugs and voltages and kind of physical things like that. Now, Or even to do with, you know, practices in the workplace, like the ISO ecological standards and so forth, to do with energy usage and cleanliness. Now, is our net cast that wide, or are we focusing mostly on information exchange?
I think initially we need to probably focus mostly on information standards. That's where there's the lowest hanging fruit, I think.
Okay.
Clearly, in the longer term, we can move on to the physical standards, but then you've got a whole other sort of a conceptual mindset to connect.
That's fine. Again, don't get me wrong. It's just that that absolutely was not clear at all from the discussion, and I think, you know, it needs to be clarified, and someone needs to say what we're thinking about and where the boundaries are. That would help me a lot.
Who was speaking just now?
That was Pat Hayes.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
Hi, it's Howard. That brings out an interesting point in that there are a large number of standards out there that traditionally are not information standards. All the nuts, bolts, widgets, dimensions, and so on. But all of those are candidates for ontologies and digital representation. So those are somewhat within scope, shall we say. Those that describe management practices, I await input from the ontology community to show how that could possibly be applied in that area. But hopefully with the numbers we've got on the call, we have enough breadth across the standards community, particularly with the MOU management group, which brings in all the e-business and electronic type standards, to get a view across the whole of that community.
And, so, Pat, you have a good point. And so we really do need to kind of identify the scope here as early as possible. But I think that it is a little broader than just, say, you know, the W3C OMG standards. If because STEP, for example, is the standard for the exchange of product data. There's another standard within in NSC4 called Mandate, Manufacturing Data. So if we did kind of cast a bit wider here, where we're talking about data-related standards and identifying the ambiguity there, because those are worried about the interoperability of, those two examples are, say, like manufacturing software systems. But I agree with you. So we do have to identify that scope, but I kind of would make it, you know, broader in that way.
Well, actually, Michael, those are still information standards.
Well, I just wanted to clarify what information we're talking about, like information standards.
There is an area of standards where SEN are about to start something off, which is to do with material test data standards, where the existing standards have two parts, requirements for the recording of the information, but also requirements for the conduct of the standards themselves. And in a project which is starting at the beginning of April, they are looking at working together XML schemas for the representation of the data and ontologies, which will cover the rules for actually carrying out the material tests. So that might be... this bit of work might feed in. I'm afraid the timescales are not quite right, but it's certainly an area which is closely related. But also the thing is that the units of measure, and you know, Matthew mentioned sort of URIs for scales and for physical quantities, and the fact that some scales are valid for some physical quantities. All that is nothing to do with information. That is all standards about physics, about reality, not information standards. So I think that...
Oh, no, that isn't what I meant. No, that's information standards. In the sense I'm using it, it's certainly about information.
No.
The
fact that length is measured in meters is nothing to do with information. That's about the nature of meter.
It's not about the nature of length. So it's not to do with physics. It's to do with conventions for measuring and describing. And perhaps terminology mismatch here, but that's what I would include that definitely in the context of the information standard. Whereas, you know, the things that specify the actual sizes of the screw threads to be used on the bolts and the nuts, you know, that hold on the covers of the whatever, ASA threads and that kind of thing, are clearly not information. They're about actual logic.
Yes, well, certainly we've got, I mean, I accept that. And what I was saying about material test data, you know, the fact that the material test has to be taken between 20 and 22 degrees, something which can be stated ontologically.
Yes, absolutely. It could all be, that's the thing. Ontology is so general, they can say anything. But I wondered if our scope here was cast wide enough. So I just wanted to know exactly where what the scope was supposed to be. That's all. Thank you.
This is Steve Ray. The issue is absolutely right. It can be applied to absolutely all of this. And position I was suggesting with regard to scoping for the workshop was simply one of pragmatics, of getting something we can get our arms around. I think many people will see later that this can, in fact, be generalized to, in fact, all standards that I can think of, because ultimately all standards are written down on pieces of paper, you know, documents, and you could write those down more concisely or at least more rigorously using ontologies. But, again, it's just a question of we don't want to try and boil the ocean here, I think. We want to try and keep ourselves focused.
Right. I remember having the discussion before in the consensus, or at least the general feeling to cast a wider net, has led us to change the theme from ontologies as the next generation information standards to what we use as the tagline now, toward ontology-based standards. So sort of that captures sort of the general feeling towards this question that Pat asked.
I think the potential is there, but I think the focus is going to be a little tighter just to keep it achievable. Okay, so Peter, you had made the remark about the publicity. If anyone has organizations that have a publicity engine, it would be great if we could build on that. And I think as soon as we start getting some media write-ups or anything written up, we can pass them back and forth to each other so that our respective organizations don't even have to author new material necessarily, just distribute. Is there anything else that people want to bring up today before we adjourn? Okay, having waited a suitable number of seconds, I suggest we go ahead and close out this call. There's a lot of concrete things I think came out of it, so that's good. And we can continue our discussions on email for a while, and we've got our dates down in the future for the panel, and we'll all be talking about how we organize those and get those going.
Yeah, Peter here.
I want to thank everyone.
Yeah, Peter here. One more question.
Yeah.
During our first organizing committee meeting, it was actually agreed that we reserve Mondays for a one-hour call. We never did that. And so I wonder, I mean, since we are only a few weeks away, do we want the organizing committee to meet on a weekly basis, or shall we just say the next meeting is this conference call where we put together the panels?
I don't feel strongly that we need an additional meeting, but I'm willing to entertain it if other people would like to have it.
So evidently, no. All right. So, our next call, next meeting will be March 12th when people get together to collect inputs about what the ontology community thinks they could offer to the standards developers. Then.
Right.
Okay.
And Michael, I'm sure we'll be in touch and doing some things on email before then, so that we'll get
more. Yeah, I'll be adding my notes to the wiki and then starting contacting potential people for the panel.
Right, and I will be developing the two pages, and I'll leave links to them both at on the minutes of this call as well as somewhere near the top of the page on the Ontology Summit 2009 homepage.
Okay, and don't forget the third page with the candidate.
Third page. Yeah, three pages.
Steve, so that actually might address Pat's point as well, so that can implicitly define a scope. Like standards like these are
good. Yeah,
well,
we can say near term and then future, you know, further out kind of things, and we can put them both. Okay, I'll put some thoughts together on that. Okay, well, thank you, everyone. Don't want to drag it out.
I've
kept it close to an hour anyway. And we'll talk again in a couple of weeks, and we'll be emailing before then.
Yep.
Thank you again.
Yep.
We're adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.